Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are talking Shabbos 16, talking about a somewhat extreme case, but we're living in somewhat extreme times, so it's very apropos, and let's see what we can learn. The Gemara talks, the rabbinical law was necessary. We're talking about utensils and earthenware and glassware. So the rabbinical law was necessary only in respect of restoring the former tumah. For Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, it once happened that Queen Shaltzion made a wedding banquet for her son, and all her utensils became tamei. Thereupon she broke them, gave them to the smith, who melted them down and manufactured new utensils of them. But the sages declared they revert to their previous tumah. What is the reason? They were concerned there to provide a fence against the waters of the chatas. People would not use the procedure that takes a week, which involves the mixture of water and the ashes from the red heifer. They were worried by metal only, for wooden and earthenware utensils would be difficult to fix. Now hear me out. I'm not telling to break down your utensils. I'm not telling you to melt down your utensils, to crash your utensils, to break your utensils. But in general, I think we get a little too overboard. I think we get a little too over the top when it comes to different things. When it comes to Tumah and Tahara, we have to do what Halacha says. We don't have to go way overboard. When it comes to Pesach cleaning and getting ready for the utensils and whatnot, we don't have to go way overboard. People that take a toothpick and go over every crevice of every page of every book when they didn't even have chametz there, we're talking way too much. If I never bring chametz down to my basement, I never bring chametz to my attic, we don't eat on the second floor, I'm going to do a basic cleaning. God willing, Bli Neder, I'm going to go and I'm going to Swiffer, make sure there's nothing there. And in the other areas, we're going to Swiffer, but I'm not going to go and take a toothpick on every crevice, on every aspect. I'm not going to go through every utensil of every aspect of the entire house. I'm going to close up my cabinets. I'm going to label them as chametz. I'm going to sell my house. And I'm going to make sure to ensure that we don't see the chametz or use the chametz, and make sure to have the proper utensils and the proper things. But when it comes to things in life, we have to try to maintain a semblance of order, a semblance of sanity, a semblance of realism and practicalism in our crazy times. We might live in crazy times, but we still have to go by what Halacha says. We shouldn't be over the top kind of Jews. We shouldn't be way too much above and beyond Jews. In terms of chesed and helping people and tzedakah, please go lifnei mishur sadim. When it comes to halacha, when it comes to taking care of things, don't make yourself or your family crazy. Do what you can to clean for Pesach, get ready for Pesach, kosher utensils for the year and Pesach properly, but don't go above and beyond. Don't make yourself crazy. You don't have to do a whole spring chicken cleaning when you could do the basics and fulfill halacha, every letter of the law possible. But don't go crazy. Don't make yourself crazy. Don't break down the utensils like the queen of Shaltzion, but be the queen of your own house and a king of your own house according to what Hashem wants and what Hashem asks. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 17 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.